standing in a field in the dark. It used to be darker than this, but as with many rural countryside areas of the UK, it's kind of been forced some new housing at the corner of one of the fields where I walk the dog, so I see a new streetlight and a very new street of Lego-lined houses. Houses that all look the same, but people are paying an absolute fortune for. The dog is excited by the possibility of it's actually walking somewhere today in the wet. It's just finished raining, but it ain't going to happen. I've brought her out just for a quick number one and number two, of which is already done. As you can probably tell by my voice, I've got very little of a voice. I feel like somebody has sewn two golf balls into the lining of my throat. And I guess I should feel lucky that this is what appears to be the remnants of 2 days of semi-debilitating illness. Oh God, I love having a dog, but life would be so much easier without a dog. I guess the same could be said for the kid that got up this morning before 5 o'clock. Well, he didn't get up. He can't get up yet. He can make a lot of noise and get me out of bed and show me his expressionistic art with diarrhea. Three times before he decided, no, I quite like this nappy, I'll keep this one clean. So, I finally got back to bed and didn't get back to sleep. So I just lay there, staring into nothingness, waiting for the alarm to go off at around 6 a.m. Yesterday I spent most of the day in bed, so I shouldn't really complain. But today, I've got to muster up the energy to look after the kid and start getting on with some work that's backing up. Hang on a second. Just calling the dog back. I can see she's getting friendly with some rabbits. Luckily, she started to kind of run around and walk herself when it's like this. Yeah, good girl. Come on, let's go. Heading back. Don't get too excited. I'm in Manchester, I think, tomorrow. This way. Don't even think about it. Come on. We never walk up there. This way. Tried to confuse me by taking me for a walk. I don't normally use a lead. I'm quite handy by handily placed by loads of different footpaths. And I've got a lead around my neck, just in case we come across a pack of marauding wolves. And she needs to be leaded to protect them. She'd run a mile. I'm going to dope myself up today and hope that the laughter of one sick child, because he's pretty poorly as well. I'm hoping his laughter can be my medicine. He laughs, even when he's ill. As soon as he started nursery, everybody tells you this. Everybody says, you wait till he starts nursery, then you're going to be hit with 10 kinds of sickness. You're not joking. I can't remember being ill. You know, maybe a week, a year, maximum, before sending the kid to nursery. And now it's like I'm some kind of petri dish in an experiment. What new germs? And yeah, I know it's great. It's building his immune system. What's it doing to mine? Am I building my immune system? Am I going to become some kind of Superman, or do I have to wait till I'm, I don't know, old, when he's out of school and stops being some kind of walking germ factory? for me to go, da-dum. It'll be time for my flu jabs by then. I'm rambling because I can't be bothered to tweet, but a tweet would have been shorter and less rambly. I've done a few morning rambles along the lines of poor me. I'm not looking for sympathy. I'm just documenting the moment because I've got a very bad memory. Not only that, but who knows? Who knows whether or not in 10, 20 years' time, the kid that I've been wiping poo off throughout the whole of the night, he may well listen to this and say, Dad, you know, I never really appreciated what it was you guys had to do to bring me up. Who knows? Can hear less of the motorway, which you may have heard in the background of all the gazillions of commuters making their way north and south of the country. Now more birds and it's nice. Still no sun, just very orange streetlights and a dark blue sky. Lovely.